Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right, man, I know that, you know, we were off yesterday, and so we're back today. You know, it always feels like a Monday. I know so many people didn't work on Monday yesterday.
Yeah.
So today I'm like, oh, it's Monday. No, it's not Monday. And the reason why I know is because The Bachelor was on last night.
It was. I was wondering for a second if it was going to be on because, like you said, so many people were off work and it was the holidays, but it was. And Chris Young actually performed last night.
Chris Young on The Bachelor last night.
He sang Hanging On. It was a private performance.
They're really into this private music now in The Bachelor, like these little concerts.
Always.
Yeah. It's like, I guess they want to see how the couple does at a social event just by themselves, you know?
Social event where they're completely by themselves.
I know.
It really is not realistic.
Hundreds of cameras and...
In real life, you're not going to have a country artist singing you a song, just the two of you, every single date. And that's what's been going on.
You just ruined it for so many people. Y'all who thought that was real life, that's not happening. It's not real life.
Of course, there was no shortage of female drama on last night's show. It was between Kaylin and Tayshia. So Tayshia, what, ladies, we need to learn the lesson here. She went to Colton and said, I just have to tell you that I don't think Kaylin's here for the right reasons. She's trying to be the next Bachelorette, which he did not like the sound of that. So here's them going back and forth.
Yeah, here's a confrontation.
You can't tell me if I'm ready or if I'm not. You know, I'm the only person who can say that. And I think, like, if the tables were reversed, like, you would do the same exact thing.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
I never once threw you under the bus because that's not the type of person I am. If I had an issue with you, I would have come to you first.
Did I have any plans of talking about you? No. Colton asked me a question, and I told him my opinion.
I feel like our whole friendship is a lie.
Ah, damn, it sounds like a staff meeting here at QYK. Crazy. My goodness.
So, of course, they did not see eye to eye. And I put a poll up on my Twitter last night to see whose side people were on. And it was 49% Tayshia, 51% Kaylin.
Oh, that's a dead heat. Nobody,
I mean,
there's no, you're not solving that crisis right there.
It was so divided last night.
And someone had to go home, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, she didn't even make it to the rose ceremony. Hannah was on a one-on-one date. She looked so good in her dress, by the way. Hannah was on a one-on-one date with Colton, and she said that she loved him.
Oh, no.
And that's like the nail in the coffin so far this season.
It's almost like in reality shows, you don't want to tell people you love them. That's almost like bye.
At least not on this season. He's not feeling it. Anytime someone goes, I think I'm falling in love with you, he's like, bye.
He just hits his Uber app. You're going home. All right, here it is.
I think the hardest part about all this is knowing that she was falling in love with me.
That is not what I want. So I'm honestly, I don't think his actions and his words really add up.
Well, actions, words, and then it's so funny because she loves him until he sends her home, and then she's like,
then she's
he's
like,
a fraud.
That's not what I wanted. I know.
He's a fraud.
I was like, you totally would have stayed. You just said you pictured yourself getting a ring on your finger, and then within 30 seconds, they edited it, and she was gone.
I don't watch the show, but then it's so funny because when we do these updates and stuff, I go, gosh, my life is, I think, pretty normal after I hear these updates. You know, I'm like, I think my life is normal.
Yeah. So if you need some good trash reality TV to watch The Bachelor this season, it's been good.
All right. Don't tell Colton you love him. Send you right home. That's the quickest way to get Uber right now. Hey, Colton, I love you. Car just pulls up and there it is.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Jason Aldean, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So Forbes just put out this survey is pretty interesting. A lot of people heading to work right now, getting ready for work.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of people who are still getting involved with office romances in 2019, but this is what the survey was. 40% doesn't even know if their company has a policy on workplace relationships. They have no idea if they're allowed to do this or not. And to what extent?
I feel like this day and age, it's so hard to meet people. So of course there are office romances. I think that's probably, outside of having mutual friends, that's probably the number one place that you meet people.
I think so, too. You're at your office more than any other time of being awake during the day.
Totally.
Right? So you're with those people the most. So you probably have, like, that's like the ultimate love-hate recipe. You either really love the people you work with or you really don't.
Right.
You know? So, and then over 50% of these people said they at one point had been or are still in a relationship with someone at work.
I believe it.
Have you ever...
Oh, yeah. Oh. I've dated someone I worked with before.
Kevin?
I have never dated someone. Whoa. I worked with. Yeah, I
ever? And have you ever wanted to?
You meet people, but you know, just never came about here.
I have multiple times.
Multiple times.
And yeah, I mean, forever ago. So the survey's right. So it's 2 out of 3 in here. So that would be almost on par with the survey with most people. So, but a lot of people don't know the policy. I don't think they have a policy. I'm not aware of if you can or can't.
Even if you knew that there was a policy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that really going to stop you? I mean, if you feel like you've really made a connection with someone, are you going to go, well, you know, Linda in HR, she's really not going to approve of this? Or are you going to go, okay, we should definitely be dating.
Right.
Let's just keep it under wraps.
And what if they find out and they're like, you guys, you either have to break up or one of you can't work here. I wonder if people ever just said, okay, one of us won't work
here. What is this, Romeo and Juliet? Now I have to decide my job? Come on.
I bet people have done it. Send us a text, 800-992-1099. If you know your policy at work and if you ever had to make that decision and leave your work to date somebody.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Who knew? Miranda Lambert. Been married for a few weeks, actually coming up on a month. She got married on January 26th.
In a secret wedding.
I heard somebody yesterday go, she married a nobody. I'm like, okay. Just because you don't know him doesn't mean a nobody.
Yeah, he's just a normal human being.
Firefighter.
Like the rest of us.
A firefighter in New York. He tied the knot, like I said, January 26th in Nashville. And here's what's crazy. I was going through my mind. So when the whole salad thing last week happened, when she got in a fight at a restaurant
in
Nashville.
The same thing.
She was married.
Yes.
But her husband was not at the table with her and her friends.
No. Husband was not there. I believe her mother was with her and an aunt or something.
So
can you imagine? You just married this girl.
Is it safe to say, though, that like maybe the marriage isn't? I mean, if you've just been married for 2 or 3 weeks and you're throwing salad at people in a restaurant fighting, like, maybe the marriage isn't off to a great start. You've got some.
Yeah, or I would say that's a red flag because you just married this chick. Like you said, you should be in wedded bliss and she's out throwing salads. I'd go, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting. Is this right? How old is this guy?
I think he's 28. So he's 28. She's what, 35?
Yeah, that's exactly right. 28, 35. So a little bit younger. And, we wish him the best. She's had a lot of different, you know, relationships since the Blake thing, and they haven't worked out so great because a couple of them were with some guys who are either still married or about to get out of their marriage or engaged, or there's all this stuff. So,
well, you know, there is a little drama with this guy, too. He just welcomed a baby a couple months ago with another woman.
Yeah.
Just saying. No shortage of some baby mama drama.
Yeah, there's never, like, it's just never, like, a clean, easy picture with her. There's always something. And even when there's sort of not something, then there's a salad fight. So
there's always something, right?
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melody. 99.5 QIK. You know, I know, like, a lot of radio stations give you a lot of cool stuff. Who's hooking you up with a campsite, man? We are.
Exactly.
We are. All right, so coming up at 7:40, your shot to get 3-day tickets and a campsite for Country Thunder Music Festival.
Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome because now you don't have to just drive up there and then drive back from wherever you came from. You can just camp out.
You could basically say, I guess, that you're having a sleepover with Luke Bryan, essentially. You could say, I'm having a sleepover with Luke Bryan.
Like, oh, do you want to split an Uber ride back? No, I'm sleeping here with Luke Bryan.
I'm going to have a sleepover with Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. This is going to be awesome. 7:40, shot to win.
And I only have one sleeping bag.
Of course you do.
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah. 7:40, your shot to win. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right. It's tax season, of course. They're getting their tax documents. I know a lot of people yesterday I saw on social media who had the day off. They were at home doing their taxes. I'm like, yeah.
It's a fun weekend.
Sunny, 80, sitting at home doing your taxes. nah, I'll wait till the end.
I was going to say, are you one of those people who gets it done right off the bat? Or are you waiting until the very, very last day?
I usually do it right away. And this year, for whatever reason, I'm just like, I'm just not into it. So I don't.
Well, you should be all about it. You're about to get a whole lot of tax credit for all those little children you got running around.
That's right. It's like Christmas for them is December 25th. Christmas for me is April 15th.
Yeah, totally.
We got a different Christmas season here. But tax scams are through the roof. You're probably getting these phone calls. And you really, I got to tell you, you got to really be careful now when you answer your phone. Answering your phone is now dangerous.
I get these calls all the time. And so I was Googling to try to figure out how I can block them and why I'm getting all of these random calls all the time. And they're saying that it's because it's tax season and that robocalls are at an all-time high this year. Last year, 5.2 billion robocalls were placed just in January.
Yeah, they say this year they'll beat that. And they were supposed to crack down on all this stuff, but it's just the technology they can't. Listen to this one call that this company, this scam company, has called, and this is how they're scaring people. Listen to this.
This is Officer Daniel Wiseman calling you from the Legal Department of Internal Revenue Services. This is in reference to a criminal lawsuit filed against you. Now, if you don't return the call, and I don't hear from your attorney either, then the only thing I can do is wish you a good luck as the situation unfolds on you. Goodbye.
Is it the only thing I can do is wish you good luck? Like, who believes that?
Right.
Like, but a lot of people do. And, you know, a lot of these people, these companies, I mean, they're scam artists.
They are.
They prey on the elderly because you get that and, you know, you're older and you're like, oh, my God, this guy called and there's a lawsuit and I don't know anything about it. They're going to come after me. Like, what's going to happen? You know,
it is. It's really sad. So I guess just A, do not ever believe that the IRS is calling you. That's what the IRS is saying.
Yeah,
they will not just call you, and it won't be a robocall like
that. They're not going to call and leave a message by some robot with all that information. And, of course, they're not going to wish you good luck. Because, like,
that's the dead giveaway.
Right. I just was like, and if the only thing we can do is wish you good luck.
It's like a threat.
Like, wow, this is just the nicest call ever. They're wishing me some good luck.
Yeah, the IRS isn't that nice.
Yeah. We're not going to call. Don't believe any of those calls. And then, you know, they're never going to, like, say, this is Officer So-and-so in the robot voice.
Because
that was a robot. That wasn't Officer So-and-so.
They said if for any reason you truly believe that the IRS is calling you, A, you would have got something in the mail beforehand. And B, they said, by all means, hang up on the person and then call them back at the IRS.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and just also let your parents know. Let some elderly people in your family know. Don't fall for this because, unfortunately, it happens.
That's right. All right, well, there it is. That's good luck from us and the IRS this morning, and we wish you lots of good luck today. It's 99.5 QIK. Plenty of luck. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So we're just talking about how these robocalls and scams are at an all-time high, and a lot of it's, like, tax-based because everyone's got their W-2s, and everyone's like, oh, man, I got to file taxes. And
everyone's fearing the IRS.
Right. Well, John called, and John has a story. He just got scammed, or I think, what did you say, Jen? They tried to scam you yesterday. What's going on?
Yesterday, I think I got probably one of the most unique ones yet.
Uh-oh.
It was something to the effect of, this is Mother Mary Sisters Orphanage, and we understand you are in dire need of prayer.
Well, was it true, or...
Well, you know, anybody could use it at any time, but I wasn't under anything that I could specifically think of at that time.
So, did they want money so they would pray for you?
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
It's like pay for prayer.
Yeah. It's one heck of a prayer chain.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Like,
of course not.
Did they say what it costs?
No, it was press one to be connected. And at that point, I just hung up, kind of laughed about it, and told my wife.
Man, John, you're a baller, dude. You're hanging up on the prayer chain. I don't know if I could do that. I might have to press one just to see what happens.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
You ever walked into a business and you just got this weird feeling like they made you feel you were stealing or doing something wrong? It's like so uncomfortable. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So, you know, we rescued a puppy a little while ago from Pet Pal Animal Shelter. And he's got a real sensitive tummy, so I got to go and buy this special dog food, right, for him, special dog food store.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, Well, this has happened. This isn't the first time it's happened, but the this store I go into, for some reason, whenever I walk in, they're staring at me, and they're making me feel like I'm doing something wrong. So I go last week, like Friday, right before the weekend, to pick up the dog food. I walk in, the lady's like, "Hi, how are you?" And I was like, "Oh, good." And I walk to where the food is, and she goes, "Anything I can help you with?" And she starts, like, tailing me, like, talking to me as she's following me. And I'm like, "No, it's cool. I know where it is, you know, cool." And she's like, "Okay, let me know if you need any help." I'm like, "Cool." 5 seconds goes by, and she goes, "You doing okay over there?" And the dog food's, like, under, like, other bags of dog food. So I'm kind of having to move around the big, heavy bags of dog food. "No, I'm good." Then she comes around the corner, and she goes, "So what exactly are you looking for?" And I looked up, and I started laughing. I was like, "Hey, do I somehow match the description of someone who's been stealing dog food?" And she goes, "No, why? What? Why?" Like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Well, in 30 seconds, you've asked me 5 times if I need help, and you're following me around the store. Like, I don't know. You're making me feel weird." Like,
it's so uncomfortable when they do that, too.
And she's like, "Oh, I just..." And she kind of looked around, and she was like, "I just didn't know if you had any questions." And I'm like, I'll give you my phone number. You can pull my account. Like, I come in here once a week and buy the same dog food. Like, I'm not, you know?" And she's like, "Oh, okay. So I get the dog food. I go up to the counter, and she's sitting there, like, filling it all out and everything. And then I said, "So, hey, like, back to the whole thing. Like, I'm just curious. Is somebody stealing stuff?
Making out of here with massive bags of dog food?
I gotta know. You know, I just gotta know." And she goes, "No, not at all. We've never had any problems like that." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Because every time I come in here, I feel like I'm getting kind of like surveillance is on
like
me."
Yeah, like you're casing the place.
And, you know, sometimes I'll go in there after the gym, right? So, I don't know, basketball shorts, tank top, hat, and maybe I just look like a thief. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know. And I was like, so I told my wife, I was like, "I'm not going back there anymore. You have to go get the dog food. Because every time I go in there, I feel like there's about to be a SWAT team raid."
You feel like you're a criminal and you haven't even done anything wrong.
I know. And I'm just like, I mean, I'm sure you all have cameras. Like, I can't go in there. Now, every time I drive by the place, I drive by every morning for work, I get anxiety like I've done something wrong. I haven't done anything wrong. I pay for the dog food. I haven't done anything wrong.
It's kind of like that feeling when you're in traffic and there's a cop behind you and all of a sudden you're thinking, "Wait a second, what am I doing that's illegal right now?" Even though you're not doing anything.
So it just kicks
in. You just feel on edge.
Yeah. And so now I'm like, I'm going to go in there next time, and I think I'm going to act really weird if I ever go back. Like, I'm going to go in there and be like, "Hey, do you know what you need?" "No, but I'm going to spend a couple hours in here just walking around real slow, up and down the aisles, just looking at everything." 800-992-1099. Call us. Has a business ever made you feel like you were doing something wrong? Like, I would imagine for women, when you go into dressing rooms with tons of clothes because you're in there for a while, do you ever get the person who's like, "Hey, you need help in there?" And you're like, "Hey, this is going to take a minute. Like, I got a lot of clothes, you know?"
Oh, absolutely. They'll come by nonstop asking, "Is everything okay in there? Are you good?" And I go, "Yeah, it's been 2 minutes. I haven't even gotten one of my shoes off by the time they're already checking on me."
I know. And then your heart starts pounding because you feel like you're under the gun. And then I thought to myself, I'm walking out, I'm like, "Wait a minute. I'm in there to spend my money.
Right?
I can't believe they're chasing me around the store."
This happened to me one time at a store in Georgetown, so up in Washington, D.C., and I was at a Home Goods, which I love going to Home Goods, and I went in there, and I felt like I was being judged by what I was wearing. Like, I didn't fit the typical criteria of the waspier women, I guess, that were shopping in Georgetown. Probably had a baseball cap on, so I guess I looked like somebody that was going to steal something.
I guess.
But I don't know. It was so uncomfortable. It made me never want to shop there again. I mean, granted, I always go to Home Goods.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
That particular one, I didn't want to shop at because I felt like somebody was following me around.
I feel the same way. I was like twice in a row now. It's a million questions following me around the store. And, you know, it's like a 50-pound bag of dog food. I'm not running out of there with that. And now I'm like,
if anything, you might make off with a parakeet or something, but not a 50-pound bag of dog food.
Just what I need is a parakeet in my house. Just what I need. This would be perfect, right?
You'd be a Florida man that stole a parakeet on the news.
When did a store make you feel like you were stealing something? We get your calls on the way. It's QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
right, so business ever make you feel like super uncomfortable? You walk in and then they're staring at you and like, oh, they must be stealing something. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Happened to me at a dog food store last week. All natural dog food store. And my puppy has a sensitive tummy. You got to get him special food. And when I walk in there, man, they're tailing me. They're all over me. Like, and they're questioning me. I feel like I'm in a lineup. I feel like I'm in a, you know, those lineups where you can't see the person. They're like,
yes,
pick out the bad man. And I feel like they're all pointing at me. And I just want to buy the dog food so his tummy doesn't hurt.
You're just trying to be a good dog dad.
I was trying. Elena's on hold. She's got a story. What's up, Elena?
Okay, so I was listening to y'all's radio show this morning about the girl at the dog food store who kept following you and asking if you were okay. So basically, I work at the Buckle, and that's kind of like our culture. That's our policy. When our guests walk in through the door, we have to like go and basically ask you if you're okay and if you need any help, just to minimize the work that our guest has to do. So if they're holding on to stuff, we're like, oh, do you need us to put that in the room? And then when they're in the fitting room, like, oh, do you need us to take anything out? So it's just to make like the shopping process easier, I guess.
Mm.
I don't know if that's their policy, but that's just what we do at the Buckle.
Elena, let me tell you, it would have been more welcoming if when I walked in the door, she was like, hi, you have the right to remain silent.
Yeah.
Anything you say, Kenny will be able to get you to court. Like, she should have Mirandized me, and I would have felt a little more welcomed than being like tailgated all through the aisles.
Yeah, well, we don't do that. We, like, greet the guests and then make sure you guys are okay, but we don't do it, like, every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Definitely not, yeah.
Has anybody ever said to you, like, hey, like, chill out or anything?
Yeah, well, actually, I don't know if it's just how society's changing nowadays or something, but there's a lot of the younger crowd because they're more antisocial, but they're just, like, so standoffish. And even when we just go up there, when they walk in, like, our policy is we have to greet everyone that walks in through our door. They literally get mad at me because I ask them how their day is. And they, like, instantly, I'll be like, hi, how are you today? And they're instantly like, I'm just looking. You probably work on commission. Leave me alone.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You're like, I'm just saying hi.
Too. Yeah, like, sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it's, I don't know, it's not like we have any ill intent, but there's just, I don't know, society. But the older the guests are, the more responsive they are to us greeting them, but I guess they're just more used to interacting. But nowadays, people are just used to interacting through their phones, I guess.
Okay, yeah. All right, Elena, good job. Everyone, if you go to the Buckle and see Elena, give her a big hug when she says hi to you. Make her feel good.
Wesley Chapel.
I love to give herself a shout out.
Wesley Chapel!
Elena at the Buckle. Good call, Elena. Michael Ray, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, if you're getting a tax refund, all right, let's say you're getting a little bit extra, here's what you need to be spending your tax refund on.
Oh, Lord.
You have to do this. There is a Golden Girls-themed cruise, and it's taken off in 2020. So you got to save your tax money for about a year. February 2020, 1 year from now, the Golden Girls at Sea is what it's called. It's going to leave from Miami, and you're going to have 5 days, Key West, Cozumel. And so fans, like, this is going to be everybody who loves the Golden Girls. The show was on from 1985 to 1992. It seems like it was on so much longer than that because it's been a reruns, you know, for so long.
Yeah, I mean, I know what it is, but I never watched it.
Okay, so on the cruise for the Golden Girls cruise,
mm-hmm.
you have a sail away party with cheesecake. That was a staple of the characters. That's how they solved their problems. They had a plate of cheesecake and talk about their problem. There's trivia, karaoke, crafts, and a costume contest. And
the costume contest, that would be entertaining to see everyone dress up.
Just when you were like, well, I love Dorothy, Rose, and Blanche, Sophia, and everybody. Of course, there is going to be a bar crawl, too. A Golden Girls bar crawl.
That's fun.
Prices for this, $980 to $1,200, depending on the package.
That's not bad if you're considering the fact that you get to go to Key West, Cozumel, Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. So this is going to be really cool. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So,
it could go one of two ways, right? It could be absolutely entertaining, really fun. There's some young people on it, or there are legitimate Golden Girls.
Yeah, that's what they're not clear on. Like, are these... Is this a golden? It's a themed cruise, but is it going to be Golden Girls, or is it going to be like college kids who are like, just want to live in the past, like, and have fun with
it? And just love watching reruns of Golden Girls.
I think the radio station should buy us tickets and we should go on the first ever. You know what I'm saying? Just to report. We're journalists, for God's sake.
Really, you just want to dress up as a Golden Girl is what I'm hearing.
Go drinking as a 90-year-old woman. That's what I want to do. Yeah.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Whoa. We have the official comment from Blake Shelton about Miranda getting married, secretly married a few weeks ago.
That was such a surprise when I saw that.
We'll read this to you next. Ouch. Ouch. Ooh, it burns. All right, Blake's comments next on the Miranda marriage. Wow. 99.5 QYK. All right, here we go. Blake Shelton, this is what the source said from People Magazine. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. The source on Miranda and her secret marriage a few weeks ago. He put Miranda in the rearview mirror long ago. Miranda brings nothing positive to his life. Their marriage ended. He moved on. Ever since, he is grateful every day.
Ooh, grateful every day.
I mean, yeah. The one that got me was Miranda brings nothing positive to his life. Like, not even, you know.
Like, hey, wish her the best. We had a lot of good memories together.
They got married young. I mean, you could spin something maybe, even though they really weren't that young.
They weren't that young. Yeah, I was just going to say, weren't that young.
But you could just say, okay, young in their careers maybe. You know, you could.
Also not that young in their careers.
Fine. Then just don't say anything at all, okay? God.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. That is what you should say.
I could have stayed home and just been told I was wrong all morning. I don't need to come to work for this.
Why not get it at home and at work?
Right,
you
know? At home and work. Why
just settle for one?
This is really weird, you know, because he's been in all this relationship drama where she was hanging out with guys who were about to get divorced but still married or engaged. And
some would call her a homewrecker. I'm just saying, some people would, because she is notorious for finding people who are currently involved in relationships.
Well, apparently this guy just had a baby with another woman.
Yes, of course. No shortage of drama yet again.
He's 7 years younger. He's a police officer in New York. I said earlier he was a firefighter. I got that one wrong. And she calls him the love of her life. It was a quiet kind of a ceremony. And
in Nashville,
they got married. And, you know, but here's the crazy thing is that it was just a few days after that she got in the big salad fight last week where she threw salad on a woman whose, I guess, husband was mocking her for being on her phone the whole time. She walked her with a bowl of salad and dumped it right on her head.
I mean, nothing says honeymoon phase like getting into an altercation at a restaurant where you throw a salad on someone.
He, by the way, the new husband, his name's Brendan, he was not at Saladgate. And that wouldn't have been good because he's a cop. You know, he can't, you know, he must be going, wait a minute. This isn't, I mean, I'm a cop. I don't know that you can't be throwing salad on people because eventually
it's assault.
Right. Right.
With lettuce.
Yes.
Do you think at any point his family goes, you know, I know you just married this girl, but, and we know she's Miranda Lambert, but this is a bad call. Because would your parents be happy if you ended up with someone who then is in the news for assaulting somebody?
How about the woman who just had the baby? I mean, she must be going like, okay, so I guess this isn't going to work out, right? Because you just married Miranda Lambert.
That's your baby stepmom.
Right. We just had a baby. And so I'm assuming she now knows that it probably won't work out with this guy, right?
Oh, well, I'm sure. She's well aware.
Oh, my goodness. This Miranda Lambert's been last few months with her, you know?
It's like an episode of Maury.
Yeah, except on steroids. A lot of more.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Man, Thomas Rhett, what a year. Not like, you know, year from 2019, but like calendar year. You know what I'm saying? It's just, sometimes I look and go, man, I need some of that luck. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, even if we were just counting 2019, right, he's had a great
year.
Right.
It's true, so true. He made a big announcement on Instagram here.
Willa Gray, what's Daddy doing on March 2nd?
Saturday.
Wow. Say it again.
Saturday, wow.
Make sure y'all tune in March 2nd, playing some brand new songs off a brand new record. It's going to be fun. March 2nd, y'all.
Saturday Night Live, Thomas Rhett. It's awesome.
I hope they work him into some of the skits.
Oh, they will. He's way too just cool and laid back not to. You know what I mean? Like, he's just way too, up for anything kind of a demeanor.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, I remember here when he opened up for Kenny, this was in April. And can you believe we're almost at a year since that show? It's crazy. Him and his wife, they just got in a golf cart and rode around the tailgates with Super Soakers, started spraying everybody with Super Soakers.
So, they seem so fun.
They are. I mean, they're just totally, he just has that laid back whatever, you know?
That'll be a good episode of SNL.
Yep. Saturday Night Live, Thomas Rhett, March 2nd, and new music. He'll be performing there too, so that's cool. 99.5 QIK and Kenny Chesney.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, listen, last night, The Bachelor, it went to a whole new level. Melanie was just, she came in this morning, and there she is, 5 o'clock something this morning, and she goes, oh my God, The Bachelor last night, you're not going to believe it. Best episode ever. I'm like, you say this every Tuesday.
Well, okay, second best episode. I liked last week's better, but this one was good too.
All right, here was the drama. These two women are getting into it. They're confronting each other.
Kaylin and Tayshia. Tayshia felt the need to go tell Colton that Kaylin wasn't there for the right reasons, and really she's trying to be the next bachelorette.
It's a tattletale.
And that she's not ready for marriage. And then this is what happened.
I tell my kids all day, don't tattle, don't tattle, don't tattle. And now these women are getting famous on tattling, tattletaling.
Yeah, my parents never liked tattletales
either.
No,
it's the worst thing. Here's what happened last night.
You can't tell me if I'm ready or if I'm not. You know, I'm the only person who can say that.
And I think, like, if the tables were reversed, like, you would do the same exact thing.
Ooh. That's not true. Oh, I never once threw you under the bus because that's not the type of person I am. If I had an issue with you, I would have come to you first.
Did I have any plans of talking about you? No. Colton asked me a question, and I told him my opinion.
I feel like our whole friendship is a lie.
Sounds like a staff meeting here at the radio station. I mean, it really does. And, no,
the girl drama, though, this season is so extra. Even Colton, he's just fed up. At one point, he said, what the F? Like, they had to beep it out. He goes, he's just over it. He can't keep up anymore with the girl drama.
I'm glad they beeped it out. Here was Colton. He had to send someone home last night. So he kicked someone out of the house.
And after she confessed her love.
Yeah, this is how it always happens. Once you tell the bachelor you love him, you're gone.
Bye.
You're gone.
I think the hardest part about all this is knowing that she was falling in love with me.
That is not what I want. So I'm honestly... I don't think his actions and his words really add up.
Oh, lies. A minute ago you said you loved him. I don't even watch the show and I know she's lying. I'm the bachelor lie detector.
That's Hannah B. There's still another Hannah that's left and she made it to hometowns, but Hannah B. got sent home and I'm with you. She's sitting there saying that she wants a ring on her finger and that they're going to end up together.
And then, now
and
she's
then
like,
she gets the boot and she goes, that's not what I wanted.
Hannah B. gone.
Hannah B. gone.
Hannah B. gone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Hey, you might be a big movie star if you've been walking around downtown St. Pete. You don't even know. 99.5 QIK. Melanie, you live in downtown St. Pete.
I do, and I saw the film crews, and I went and Googled because I didn't know what was going on. But it turns out that Hallmark is filming a movie here. They're in their 11th day of shooting, so they've still got some days left because in total they're going to do 15 days of shooting in St. Pete.
Well, okay, so it's only going to be on the Hallmark channel. What's the movie about?
It's called Garden Party, and it's all about this guy who wants to start a community garden, but then all of these major contractors come in, and they want to build high-rises, and he's trying to keep the greenery in the city.
Like a garden, like fruit and vegetable garden?
Well, yeah. You've never heard of a community garden before?
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so.
It's where there's an area of green space.
Okay.
And somebody applies, I guess, to make it a community garden. And then people in the city can go and add their own vegetables and flowers.
Okay.
The community is what keeps the garden going. No one else.
I got you.
That's why sometimes you'll see them and it just looks like, I don't know, weeds everywhere and dead plants. And sometimes that's a community garden.
So this
garden.
Is a movie. Like it's a...
Garden party. Yeah, it's going to be...
A garden party.
A... Original movie of the week. They have them every single week on Hallmark.
Okay.
This is going to be one, and it's set to air in April.
All right,
not that far off.
Yeah, if you've been walking around downtown St. Pete, you never know. I wonder what all those film crews have been doing. You might be part of the garden party.
You might be.
I'd be in on this if it was a beer garden party. Then I would.
Beer gardens are.
And I would
fun.
Fight. I would fight like you know. You're not going to shut this beer garden down. No way. I'd be sleeping out there, and I'd be like, over my dead body, going to shut down this beer garden. But a vegetable garden, I don't know that I want to put my life on the line for it.
Well, a battle over the beer garden, that sounds like something more on Spike.
And
less on Hallmark.
The beer garden battle. Love that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.